Good afternoon, everyone.
大家午安。
I trust it's not too late to wish you happy Chinese New Year.
我还是跟大家来迟一点，刚才说就是这个农历新年快乐。
You know, when we think about New Year, there is great hopes and anticipation.
当我们想到新年的时候，我们总是有很多的这个希望，有很多的这个预期。
We all want this year to be a blessed year, a successful year.
我们当然都希望今年这个新年是一个真的充满了祝福的新年，一个成功的新年。
And that's why I entitled today's message, Treasure.
所以为什么这个就是我把今天的这个信息的题目命名为宝贝。
I want us to see from God's perspective what is truly important.
我希望大家呢可以从这个神的这个角度去看，说什么样才是最重要的。
So that the way we live the rest of the year will reflect that we are putting what is most important in this year.
最希望说，在今年我们过我们的生命这一年的时候，我们可以说知道我们是否是把定睛在最重要的事情上。
With that in mind, let's look at the Word of God, Matthew 13, 44 to 46.
那我们记住这一点，我们一起来读一下今天的这个经文，马太福音13章的44到46节。
First time in English and the second time in Chinese. 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
我们就中文再读一遍了。44节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。 天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。May
God bless the reading of His Word.
我们一起来读神的话语，愿神祝福我们。I'd
like us to see three things from today's parable.
那我想说，大家从今天的这个比喻里面可以看见三样东西。First,
we see a profound discovery.
希望我们看见深刻的发现。Number
two, a powerful recognition.
第二点就是有力的认可。And
lastly, a total devotion.
第三点就是我们全身心的投入敬拜。Let's
look at number one, a profound discovery.
那第一点深刻的发现。Today's
parable shows us two men discovering something very precious, something very valuable.
今天这个预言讲的是，有两个人他们发现了一些非常珍贵的东西，一些价值连城的宝藏。It's
the hidden treasure and the pearl with a great price.
就是这些看不见的宝藏，就是一些价值非常宝贵的这个珍宝。Now
I want you to notice the key words here. It says finding something, looking for something.
我也希望大家今天关注在两个很关键的词。
Let's look at this next picture. We all have seen people like this, holding some sort of metal detector, let's say on a beach, looking for something valuable.
我想大家很多见过这样的人，他们手里拿着一个金属的探测器，可能比如说在海滩上去寻找一些有价值的东西。
Now, you are out on the beach, you are having a good time, you're enjoying the sunset.
那当然你可能会在海滩上，是吧？结果是在玩得很开心，有可能在这个欣赏这个日落。
But these people, they're in a different world.
但这些人好像他们就身处一个不一样的世界。They're
in a zone, they're not enjoying the beautiful scenery, they're looking for something.
非常的投入，他们不是在那里欣赏这个风景，他们在专心的在寻找一些东西。And
for some people, that's all they do, all the time. They're out there looking for something valuable.
那有一些人可能就是他们去那边做的事情，就是永远在那里寻找一些东西。Now
I want us to take a closer look at this individual.
那我想呢，大家仔细的看一下这个人。
Because that is a good picture of all of us.
因为这就是一个我们每一个人的一个很真实的写照。
Because all of us are looking for something.
因为我们每一个人都在寻找一些东西。
A while ago, a famous singing group called U2 came out with the song.
那好好一阵子之前啊，就蛮长时间之前呢，一个很有名的这个乐队叫 U2， 他们推出了这首歌。
The name of the song is called "I Still Have Not Found What I'm Looking For."
这首歌的名字就叫做我还是没有找到我要找的。
And this song dominated the charts. It even won the Grammy Award for Song of the Year.
那当时这首歌当时真的主宰了这个流行榜，而且呢，还赢得了当年的这个格莱美的这歌曲的金奖。
Because people can resonate with this song because they are all looking for something and they have not found what they're looking for.
因为这首歌当时对很多人都产生了共鸣，因为呢。每个人的确是这样子，在找一些东西，但是还没找到。
Theologians, they put it in this way that when God created us, He has left a hole, a God-shaped hole in our hearts.
神学家是这样解释的，说当神创造我们的时候，神在我们心中里面留下了一个神的形状的那样一个空缺。
And unless we fill that void with God, we will never rest.We will always be looking for something. We will never be satisfied.
那一直直到我们用神来填缺那个空缺的时候呢，我们是永远都不可能停下来，不可能休息，一直在寻找那些东西。
Today, I want to remind us, our God wants us to seek after Him.
那今天我想提醒大家，就是说，神其实在邀请我们去寻求他。
Are we seeking after Him?
我们有没有在寻求神呢？
Look at this verse, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
希伯来书11:6的经文，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
This verse tells us three simple things.
那这个经文告诉我们三件非常简单的事情。
Number one, there is a God. He exists.
第一点啊，神的确是存在的。
Number two, this God wants a relationship with us. He wants us to seek after Him.
那第二点，神希望与我们建立这个关系，他希望我们去寻求他。
And lastly, He wants to reveal Himself who seeks Him diligently.
那第三点就是，当我们热切地寻求他的时候，他就会向我们展示他。
God invites us to seek after Him.
那神邀请我们去寻求他。
Another verse, Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek Me and find Me when you search for Me." With all your heart.
耶利米书29:13，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
See, and may that be an encouragement for all of us, those of us who are seeking after God, that we should keep seeking and not stop.
那希望这个是对我们的一种这个鼓励，就是对我们在不断寻求神的人来说，千万不要停下来，要不断的坚持寻求神。
It's very interesting. In the Bible, Jesus uses parables to communicate spiritual truth.
那当然，这个是非常有趣，是吧？在圣经里面，耶稣是用比喻来将属灵的真理传给那些热切寻求他的人。
What is a parable? The meaning of the parable is a story with a spiritual truth behind it.
那什么是在圣经里面？什么是比喻呢？在圣经里面，这是一个就是有属灵真理在背后的故事。
And that's why Jesus, He uses parables to communicate to those people who really want to hear what's behind the story.
所以这个就是为什么在圣经里面，对于那些热切寻求他的人来说，耶稣用比喻来把这个属灵真理去告诉他们。
See, for those who weren't interested, they said, "Oh, They heard the parable and they said, oh, that's an interesting story. What's for dinner tonight? No big deal, right?
对于但是对于很多的一些对这个属灵真理无感兴趣的人，他们听到了这个比喻的故事之后，他们说啊，挺好的故事，没什么的。下面他马上问说，今晚我们吃什么？
By the way, have we done that? We come to church, we hear a sermon. No big deal. What's for dinner tonight?
大家有没有做过同样的事情？我们在这个主日听完了讲道之后，然后下面马上谈论就说，这也没啥嘛，是吧？哎，我们聊一聊今晚吃啥吧。
But those who are searching, those who are seeking, they are listening to the spiritual truth behind that story.
但对于那些在寻求主的人来说，他们是在用心的聆听这个比喻故事背后的属灵真理。
And that's why Jesus, after he would teach on a parable, he would say, "Those who have ears, let him hear."
这是为什么在耶稣在通常在教导了一个比喻的故事之后呢，他会说这样的话，他说有耳可听的就应当听。
And so today as we're talking about this parable, it may be familiar to you, but I want to challenge you to listen to what God wants to say to you personally.
今天就是为什么我想挑战一下大家，这些比喻的故事大家都非常的熟悉，但是我想大家去用心的去想一下，在这个比喻的故事后面，神想告诉我们什么的
信息。 There is a spiritual truth, the truth of a kingdom that God has reserved for those of us who are seeking diligently.
那因为这里有一个属灵的这个真相，因为呢啊，神已经给我们预留了这个天国，然后呢，这个天国是给那些在热切寻求他的人所预留。
And that's what we see today in today's parable. These two men, they found what they were looking for.
那这个就是在今天的这个比喻里，我们看到这两个人，他们找到了他们要找的东西。
Let's look at the second point. They recognized the immense value of the kingdom.
那第二点，我们再看一下，他们是完完全全的认识到这个天国的那个巨大的价值。
Verse 45 tells us he is like a merchant looking for fine pearls.
经文四十五节对我们说，又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。
See, the man, the merchant, he is in the business. He knows what is valuable. He knows what he is looking for.
所以呢，这个人比喻里面这个人是一个生意人，他是一个做买卖的，他知道啊，这个他要找什么，他知道这里的价值。
Look at this sign that says, "I am a bomb technician. If you see me running, try to keep up."
大家可以看一下这幕这个话，这里面讲的意思是说，他说我是一位拆弹专家。如果你看见我在拼命的跑逃跑的时候，你们一定要跟上我。
Why?
大家觉得为什么？
Because he knows what he's talking about.
因为他知道他在讲啥，对吧？
Here's a merchant. He knows what he's talking about. He knows the value of the fine pearls.
所以这里讲的是一个买卖人，他知道他在找什么，他知道这个啊什么样是有价值的这个珍宝。
And when he finds it, he says he wants to sell everything he had to own it.
啊，当他找到这样一个价值连城的珠子的时候，他可以把自己所有一切都卖掉，然后他就想说就保留这一颗珠子。
So let me ask us a question, something for us to think about. We're all here on a Sunday for a purpose.
那我想问大家一个问题，在这个主日的下午我们都在这里，我们必定是有一个原因的。
We are here to worship God.
我们在这里一起来敬拜神。
But I want us to think about, do we know God, His value, and His kingdom? Can we say that He is the best thing that's ever happened in our lives?
但是我们有没有确确实实的看清楚了神的天国的价值？啊，我们会不会说它是我们生命最重要的、最有价值的东西？
There's the song that we just sang earlier, He's my all in all.
那这是我们刚刚的我们献上的一首诗歌啊，你是我的一切。
Now I want you to see the words of this song. It talks about what we're talking about today, the passage that we're reading today.
那我想希望大家再换点时间看一下歌词，这个就是我们今天所讲的信息的这个我们会讲关于这方面信息。
It says, "You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all."
你是我依靠的力量，你是我寻求的宝藏，你是我的一切。
Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool, for you are my all in all.
你好比珍贵贵重的珠宝，我怎能放弃你不要？你是我的一切。
Can we truly say that from our hearts?
我们能不能从心里面发自内心的讲这些话？
Do we recognize the immense value of the kingdom of God?
那我们有没有认识到天国的巨大的价值？
Is Jesus really our treasure?
我们是否把耶稣看的是我们的珍宝？
Would you be surprised if I told you, for many Christians, Jesus is not their treasure?
如果我告诉你说，对于很多的基督徒来说，耶稣并不是他们的宝贝，大家会不会觉得很惊讶？
Let's look at this next slide. We've seen this, right? Things are on sale at a department store, but when you purchase that something expensive, a cologne or perfume or something, you get something for free.
大家估计都看到过这样的情景，对吧？在百货公司进行的一些推销活动里面，当你买一些比较昂贵的东西，比如买香水啊、科隆水的时候，你买它的时候，你会收到一份免费的小礼品。
Isn't that nice? And these nice little things that you want to have?
大家觉得是吧？这些小的小礼品啊、小赠品，挺好的，对吧？大家都想要。
And doesn't that lure you to want to spend the money and buy the perfume so that you can get something for free?
那这个是不是让你就是说几乎是在引诱你去拿这些小的礼品，然后去花更多的钱去买那个贵的这个东西？
See, this gift set, it's nice, it's desirable, but you know what? It's not the main thing.
所以这些免费的小赠品当然是非常好，对吧？当然大家都想要，但是这些不是最重要的东西。
It's there to lure you, to tempt you, to spend the money to buy the main thing.
那他们只是在引诱你去这些去花钱去买那个主要的东西。
Very sadly, for many Christians, Jesus is not the main thing.
但是很可悲的是说，对于很多的基督徒来说，耶稣不是那个最重要的那件事情。
Jesus is only there to help us get the main thing.
耶稣只是说我们想使用他来帮助我们得到我们最重要的东西。
What is that main thing?
那对于我们来说，很多人来说，那个最重要的东西是什么？
For many students, the main thing is good grades.
那对于很多学生来说，那主要的事情就是要拿个好成绩。
For many people, the main thing is a good career, good job.
那对于很多人来说，那个很重要的事情就是说有一个好的工作，有一个好的事业的发展。
For some people, it's a good lifestyle, comfortable lifestyle, money.
那对于某些人来说，可能是一个很好的这个生活的方式，钱。
For some people, it's their children, the future of their children.
那对于有些人来说，那最重要的东西是他们的孩子，他们孩子的将来。
See, Jesus, he's not the treasure, but Jesus is there to bless our treasure.
所以对于很多人来说，耶稣不是他们的宝贝，耶稣只是在那里去给他们祝福，然后让他们得到他们要的宝贝。
But today we see these people, they recognize the treasure, and they were willing to sell everything, to give up everything they had to have this treasure.
但是今天我们看到的是，这些人其实他们知道谁是他们的宝贝，而且他们愿意放弃所有的一切 来得到这个宝贝。
Now I want to show you a few examples in the Bible where people saw God as their treasure.
那我想跟大家分享几个历史圣经的例子，就是有些人他们可以愿意放弃所有的东西来得到神这个宝贝。
Psalm 84 verse 10, the psalmist says, For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere.I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
诗篇的八十四章十节，在你的院宇住一日，胜是在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Do you hear that language of somebody who recognized the immense value of God?
大家有没有看见这里所说的话，就是真的是啊，是完完全全的认识到神的天国的那个巨大价值。
He says, God, you are so precious to me that I would give up thousand days just to spend one day with you.
他说，神啊，你对我来说是如此的珍贵，我真的愿意放弃那么一千天，那愿意来换说跟你在一起那么一天。
Someone who sees the value of God in their lives.
所以这个人就是一个例子，看见了神的巨在他们生命里面的重大价值。
Another example, Psalm 16. He says, "I say to the Lord, 'You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot.'" The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
诗篇的十六章二节，我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。第五节，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在家里之处，我的产业实在美好。
See, this is a language, a real estate language.
那这是一个用在这个房产业的这样的一些术语。
Commentaries tell us David had in mind an Old Testament story when the Israelites just entered into the Promised Land.
所以呢，解经学家告诉我们，大卫这时候在旧约里面，这时候他其实是在那个以色列人刚刚进入了神给他们应许之地的时候所写的诗。
It was a beautiful piece of land. It was a land flowing with milk and honey.
这是一片流着牛奶与蜜的这样一个非常美丽的这个土地。
And now, as they enter into the land, it's time to divide up the land into 12 tribes.
所以当他们进入了这片地的时候，这时候神在给他们分他们的产业。
Imagine.Right, you're one of the 12 tribes, and you are waiting expectantly to receive your portion.
所以大家可以想象一下啊，假设你是当时的这十二支派里面的其中一个人的时候，当你在那里在从，就是非常兴奋的等待着去等待着看神给你分给你什么。
So God says to, through Moses, "All right, Reuben, you get everything on the right side of the Dead Sea."
所以大家想象一下，当时神借着摩西这样对他们说，比如说他说，哎，流变了，死海右边的那一大块地都是你的。
Wow, that's a big piece of land.
大家就觉得，哇，当时听到说，这块地好大。
And Judah and Simeon, you get everything on the left side of the Dead Sea.
然后他对神又说，犹大和西缅，死海左边的那些地都是你的。
And Manasseh, you get this big portion, everything in between the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee. This big portion belongs to you and your tribe.
马拿西，这死海和加利利海之间的那一所有的地，那大块地都是你们的。
Levite, the priestly line, the line of Aaron, eagerly waiting.
大家想一下，这是利未人。也就是这个祭司亚伦的那个支派，这时候他们在急切的等待，看看他们分到什么。
Numbers 18:20, look at what God says through Moses. And the Lord said to Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in their land, neither shall you have any portion among them.
诗篇十八章，民数记的十八章二十节，耶和华对亚伦说：“你在以色列人的境内不可有产业，在他们中间也不可有份。”
What did they get instead?
那他们得到什么呢？
God says to them, "For I am your portion and your inheritance among the people of Israel."
神对他们说。我就是你的份，是你的产业。
Do you see what God is saying to them?
大家有没有看到，看神当时在对他们说什么？
God says to them, "I will be your treasure. I will be the most important thing in your life."
神对他们说，我就是你们的宝贝，我就是你们生命中最重要的事情。
And that's why David said, "You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. You are my chosen portion."
这就是为什么大卫讲说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外，耶和华是我的产业。
And David is in a way saying, "Yes, God, you are the most important thing in my life. I don't want anything else.I want you. You are my all in all."
大卫这时候等于他就在说的说，神啊，你是我生命中最重要的，我只想要你，我不想要其他的东西，你是我的一切。
See, there is again somebody who recognized immense value of God and His kingdom in their life.
这就是另外一个例子，就是一个人他认识到了神的天国的巨大的这个价值。
When that is a reality in a person's life, it will transform the way they live their lives.
但如果这个真的成为了某一个人的生命里面的这个现实的话，那他们的生命会得到改变的。
There are movies, many movies out there that's written about people looking for treasures.
大家可能看过很多电影，关于是寻宝故事的电影。
Look at these movies.And they all great movies that we love.
这些都是很有趣的，这个很好的电影。
Have you noticed the tremendous power that's driving them? The sacrifice they're willing to make to seek these treasures, to obtain these treasures.
大家有没有注意到，在这电影里面有一些很巨大的力量驱使他们，让他们。甚至为了可以获到这些宝藏，来做出很多的牺牲
，even risking their own lives，
甚至他们可以说这个牺牲他们的性命去寻找这些宝藏。
Now I work with a lot of young people, and I notice and I made an observation that for many young people who grew up in the church, the issue is not that they have not discovered the kingdom of heaven or that they have not found Jesus.
那我在教会里面有很多年轻人，有很多的这个交通。其实他们的问题呢，不在于说他们并没有看见或者认识到天国，也不在于他们没有认识到耶稣。
The issue is they have Jesus in their lives, but they do not see Jesus for who He is.
问题在于说，他们的确他们生命里面的确是有耶稣。但是他们没有认清到耶稣的真正的价值。
Yes, they know Jesus, but they don't really know Jesus in a deep level.
他们只是表面上认识耶稣，但是他们并没有在更深的层次上认识耶稣。
Do we struggle with that as well?
我们有没有也因此有很多这样的挣扎
？Hey, maybe a good prayer for this year would be, Lord, help me.To know you more this year.
那或许我们今年的一个祷告是说，求神帮助我们去更多的认识耶稣。
Lord, help me to see your beauty this year.
或者说今年，这几年里面帮我看见你的美丽。
Help me to experience your glory this year.
或者帮助我今年去经历你的荣耀。
That would be a good prayer for the year. Amen.
那希望这是我们今年的一个新的祷告。
Now I want to show you the yearning of some of God's people to want to know and experience God deeper.
圣经里面有很多的这个例子，有很多的人啊，他们热切的盼望去更多的认识神，这是一些例子。
Now you tell me who these people are, okay? This person says, Lord, show me your glory.
大家猜一猜这是谁好不好啊？那这个经文，这个人说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Moses, that's right.
对，那是摩西。
He wants to experience God deeper. He wants to know God more.
摩西他盼望着，热切的盼望，希望可以更多的经历神，可以更多的认识神。
Look at this next prayer. As a deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God.
大家看一下下一个经文，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
Who said that?
谁说的这句话？
David,
大卫，是。
Beautiful picture. Another one. This person says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings.
那下个经文这个人说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Apostle Paul, that's right.
使徒保罗。
Oh, do you hear their longing, the longing of their heart?
大家有没有看见他们从心里面发出的这些盼望，这些渴望？
They understand the immense value of God and His kingdom in their lives.
他们很确切的明白神的天国的巨大的价值。
And Apostle Paul says, I don't want to just know your power of resurrection, but I want to suffer with you.
保罗这样说道，我不光是要晓得你复活的大能，我还想跟你一同受苦。
So that I can know you more.
因为我想更多的认识你。
May that be our desire as well.Especially this new year.
愿这也成为我们今年这个新的一年里面我们的盼望。
Let me ask you, what will you do differently this year so that you can get to know God a little bit more?
我想问大家一个问题，今年大家有没有想过有没有做一些改变，这样子呢我们可以去更多的认识神。
So that you can experience God a little deeper.
这样子今年我们可以说更多的去经历神。
May God help us. If He is truly that valuable, we will be willing to do whatever it takes so that we can have more of Him in our lives.
那愿神帮助我们，因为神真的是，如果说他有这么巨大的价值的话，我们去热切的寻求他的时候，那神会帮助我们。
Look at number three, which leads us to our last point, right? We see a total devotion.
那我们看一下最后一点。那我们看见了一个是全心投入的这个敬虔。
Look at what happened to these two men. Verse 44, it says, He went and he sold everything he had and bought that field.
那我们看一下这两个人在这个故事里面做了什么事情。他们去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
And then verse 46, he says, He went away and sold everything he had and bought the field.
四十六节的经文，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Have you noticed they gave up everything?
大家有没有注意到，他们放弃了所有
？Not some of their possession, not most of their possession, but they sold everything they had.
他们放弃了，不是说他们拥有的一部分或者大部分，他们放弃了所有。
Now, if an outsider who did not understand and they looked at this, they would criticize these individuals and they would say that they are crazy.
那作为一个外人来说，看见这一切，他们有可能就说啊，这两个人太疯狂了。他们觉得这两个人真的是啊，做的事情没有道理。
They would call them fools.
他们会把他们说成是傻瓜。
But see, those people who understand, recognized the value of Jesus and his kingdom, they realize it's not a sacrifice.
但是对于那些认识耶稣基督的这价值的人来说，他们知道，他们认为，他们就知道说，啊，这个完全不是一种牺牲。
But it's the reasonable thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
这是完全合理的，是一个很明智的一个事情。
Look at this verse, Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
我们看一下这个经文。所以，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
See, the Chinese translation is a little bit different from the English translation. I like the Chinese translation better because the Chinese translation says it is the reasonable thing to do. It is the right thing to do. It is the sensible thing to do.
所以这里的中文的翻译可能比英文更好，因为中文的翻译说这是理所当然的，所以这里说就是一个很明智的做法，一个很合理的做法。
Because of what Jesus has done for us.Of course, the right thing to do is for us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices.
因为耶稣为我们做的所有的一切，那当然，他为我们做的一切，我们将我们的身体献上，当作活祭，那是理所当然的。
Now I want to point out that again, those who recognize the value of Jesus Christ and His kingdom, what they do for God is not a sacrifice.
那我想特别的再次指出啊，对于那些认识到神的天国的价值人来说，他们会明白这不是他们所要付出的代价，不是要付出的牺牲。
But in the Christian circle, we have this phrase called the Great Exchange.
那但是在基督徒的圈子里面，我们把这个称为是一个大交换。
Can we think about that, the Great Exchange?
大家想一下这个大交换，我们可以再想一下这意味着什么。
Because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, and when we live our lives for Him, and we become Christians, and we live, offer ourselves as living sacrifice, what are we doing?
那正是因为耶稣为我们所做的一切，啊，我们过着基督徒的生命，我们为他过着基督徒的生命，这意味着什么？
We are trading.The temporal stuff with the eternal riches.
那我们其实是在做着交换，我们把一些短暂的东西，用短暂的东西来交换了神给我们的永恒。
We are trading death for life.
我们用死亡去换取了这个生命。
We're trading hell for heaven.
我们用地狱来换取了天堂。
We're trading fear and shame for love.And acceptance.
我们用恐惧和羞耻来换取了爱和接受。
What a great exchange!
所以大家看一看，这是不是一个很大的交换
？No wonder. Have you noticed this man in verse 44? It says he was overjoyed.
所以这是为什么说在经文的44节里面经文说到这个人欢欢喜喜。
Think about that. This is he did not say that it did not say that he was full of joy after he sold everything and after he gained this the field.
那这里呢，大家有没有注意到，经文没有说是说他在他卖了所有的东西得到了这个宝贝之后，他才欢欢喜喜。
It didn't say that, right? It says, in his joy, he went. Meaning, it's the entire process, he was filled with joy.
经文不是这样说，是吧？经文说的是说，他欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切的。他是在整个过程里面，他都是欢欢喜喜的。他这个过程，他非常的享受。
Because he knew he was getting the deal of a lifetime.
因为他知道，他说他找到他这个生命里面最重要的那些最有价值的东西。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that this year, that you this year will be filled with joy.
那弟兄姐妹们，我们希望这个新的一年，你们都会充满了这样的喜乐。
Now there will be trials and challenges this year.
当然，这一年里面，大家都会经历各种各样的这个困难，还有这个挑战。
But you will be filled with joy.
但是你会充满了喜乐。
Joy of knowing that you are pursuing the kingdom of God.
你会充满了喜乐，因为你知道你再去热切的寻求啊神的天国。
Knowing that you are possessing this value, immense value, incomparable value of the kingdom of God.
因为你也知道说你现在拥有了这个天国这个最大的这样的一个巨大价值这样的宝贝。
This happened to the Apostle Paul.
那这个也就是保罗他跟我们分享了他的经历。
The Apostle Paul, he used to be an enemy of the gospel.
那保罗大家知道他以前是这个福音的敌人。
But on the road to Damascus, he discovered Jesus and his life was never the same.
那在他去大马士革的路上，他发现了耶稣，认识了耶稣，然后他的生命就从此改变。
Look at what happened in Philippians 3:7-8. He says, But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
腓立比书的3:7-8，只是我以前以为与我有益的，我现在因耶稣都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Do you hear the joy in his words?
大家，我们在他的话语里面看见他的喜乐。
Somebody whose eyes have been opened. And somebody who saw what's truly valuable.
我们看见这样一个人，他的眼睛被打开了，他看见了一些真正有价值的东西。
And before all the things that he thought were so important, he said, "Now they're not important to me anymore."
在这之前，有很多事情他认为很重要的，他说现在这事情再都不重要。
And now he has a new direction in his life.
这时候在他生命里面，他有一个全新的方向。
Pursue Jesus Christ with all his heart and all his life.
他用他的全心全意，用他所有的生命去寻求主基督耶稣。
May that be an example for us as well.
那愿这也成为我们的一个很好的榜样。
Now, there's another insight to help us to live out this truth.
那今天我们在看这个真理，还有另外一个认识去帮助我们。
Commentaries tell us there's another way of looking at today's parable.
解经学家告诉我们有另外一个，还有今天这个经文还有另外一种解释。
Are you ready? This is going to flip everything around. Are you ready for this?
大家有没有准备好呢？这个会把我们的这个认识完全的翻转。
They tell us, no, 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 no.We are the treasure. We are the pearl of great value.
解经学家告诉我们说，我们才是那个宝贝，我们才是那个有巨大价值的宝藏。
And Jesus, he's the one who found us the treasure hidden in the field.
耶稣就是那位找到了我们的那个人，我们这些人就是藏在这个田野里面的这些珠宝。
Do you see that?
大家有没有看见这一点？
Look at this verse, Titus 2:14. Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people of his own possession.
提多书2:14，他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us so that we can become his precious possession.
所以耶稣为我们舍身赎我们，这样子我们就可以成为他那宝贵的财产。
And look at Hebrews 12:2, written about Jesus. It says, for the joy, we talked about that word, right? Joy. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书的十二章二节里面会再次提到喜乐，他因摆在那前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Jesus, the Son of God, out of love, in his joy, he came after us, pursued us, out of his great love for us.
那耶稣是上帝的儿子，他出于对我们的爱，充满了喜乐的这样来寻找我们。
And he wants us to know, remind us at the beginning of the year, that he loves us and he wants to spend eternity with us.
所以在2023年这个新年的伊始，他想提醒我们，他想我们知道他爱我们，他想和我们一起共度永恒。
May that love compel us to live this year for him.
愿他的爱可以驱使我们，在今年我们可以说为着耶稣而活我们的生命。
Some of us have heard of the story of this man, Jim Elliot.
我们当中一些可能听过这位年轻人的故事，他的名字叫Jim Elliot.
He's a young man who felt God's call to lead the comfort of the United States to go to a deserted jungle of Ecuador to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那这位年轻人他听到了神的呼召，他就离开了美国的这个舒适的生活，他就前往厄瓜多尔那些荒芜的丛林里面。
To a group of people, aggressive people who have never heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那他就是要为那些这里面有很多一些充满了很暴力的这个部落，他们从来没有听过耶稣基督。他要向他们传福音。
And many people, when they heard that's what he wanted to do, they discouraged Jim Elliot from doing so. For he's a bright young man; he has a bright future ahead of him.
那当时呢，很多人听到说 Jim 这个年轻人准备要做这个事情的时候，很多人都叫他说不要这样做，因为他们觉得这是一个很有前途的年轻人，非常就前途充满光明。
Well, sure enough, as he went, he was killed on that mission.By the very people whom he was trying to reach.
那当然并不意外，他前往了这个丛林去宣教，也就是被那些他想去教的那些人被他们杀害。
Later on, as they were going through his stuff, his belongings, they discovered these words written in his journal.
那他去世之后呢？有人在这个在查看他的遗物的时候。发现了他写的日记。
He says, "He is no fool."
他说他不是傻瓜。
Obviously, some people thought he was a fool.
当然，很多人当时认为他就是个傻瓜。
Why would anyone pay such high price, make such sacrifice? What a fool!
很多人就说为什么？有一个人像他这样子呢，付出这么多的这个牺牲，付出这么这个代价，一定是个傻瓜。
But no, here's somebody who understood, who recognized the immense value of God's kingdom, the beauty of Jesus Christ.
但是，其实这里是这位年轻人，他们是真真正正的认识了神的天国的巨大的价值。
He said these beautiful words. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep.To gain what he cannot lose.
他说他不是傻瓜，他不会说去放弃他们，他不能看顾的东西，去得到一些他不能失去的东西。
Today, because of his effort, many more people follow his footsteps and evangelize the tribe for Jesus Christ.
所以今天很多的人就是步他的后尘，继续往这些部落里面去传讲主的福音。
And because of that, multiple generations of this group of indigenous people have come to know the salvation of Jesus Christ.
就是因为他们的布道，在这个部落原始部落的很多代的人就开始认识到耶稣基督。
And only one day God could, heaven could tell how many people will join Jim Elliot in praising and worshiping the Almighty God in heaven someday.
只有在天国我们才知道，到时候会有多少人会和 Jim 一起在赞美和敬拜神。
May God help us as well. Open the eyes of our heart to see the precious treasure Jesus is to us.
那希望愿神呢帮助我们开我们的眼睛，让我们看见耶稣基督是我们生命中的宝贝。
And may we be able to say the words that the Apostle Paul said.
那愿我们也能够像保罗一样说这样的话。
He said, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ."
保罗这样说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
May that be a reality for us this new year.
那愿这也成为我们今年这个新年的现实。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us a glimpse of your beauty, how important, how beautiful you are to us.
亲爱的天父，我们真的感谢你，今天我们看见了你的美丽，看见了你有多么的重要。
Lord, help us to never take you for granted.
那希望求主你帮助我们，我们不是认为一切都是理所当然。
May you continue to open our eyes to see who you are.
愿你继续打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见真实的你。
May your beauty, may your love for us compel us to live this year for you.
愿你的美你的爱驱使我们今年，让我们为着你而活。
Even though this year we do not know what's going to happen.
即使说今年我们不知道什么事情会发生。
Even though this year we might encounter difficulties.
即使今年我们会碰到困难。
But Lord, may you fill this year with joy.
神啊，愿你真的是把我们今年充满了喜乐。
Give us strength to seek after you and pursue your kingdom.
赐给我们力量，让我们去寻求你，寻求你的天国。
May your will be done in our lives.
愿你的这个旨意在我们的生命里面成就。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.